I give up, Don. I love my cat, but she is so full of herself. It's like she knows her ancestors were revered in ancient Egypt and expects the same treatment.
Well, cats did have a cult status in Egypt. Many people thought that's where they were first domesticated. But a genetic study suggests that your cat's ancestors originally came from more humble roots.
Oh, really?
Researchers traced the mitochondrial DNA in nearly 1,000 domestic and wild cats. That's a type of DNA passed from mother to child. Looks like the ancestors of domestic cats lived in the Fertile Crescent about 130,000 years ago.
The Fertile Crescent was where humans first settled down and started farming rather than living as hunter-gatherers.
Right. It's a belt of land stretching east from the Mediterranean Sea and down into what is now Iraq. When agriculture began and humans started storing grain, cats became useful for catching rodents.
So humans tamed wild cats? How did they do it? Catnip? Toys?
No, more likely it was a mutual understanding. The humans appreciated the cats killing rodents, and the cats put up with the humans in exchange for food and shelter.
So the wild cats domesticated themselves?
Pretty much. Archaeologists also found cats from 9,500 years ago buried with humans on the island of Cyprus. Since the island had no cats before that, and it was settled by farmers from Turkey, scientists think the farmers brought cats with them.
Well, that explains a lot. My cat acts like she owns my house and agrees to let me visit.
Yeah, that's why I have a dog.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Eric Abigali with help from Kevin Hunt in anthropology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.